Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
Weirdest thing I ever saw in a Goodwill store, it was a whole shelf of them. Trophies. Take a minute. How pathetic would your life have to be to buy a trophy at a Goodwill store? Well, that's pretty much waving the white flag as a sportsman, isn't it? Kind of brings giving up to a whole new level when you're decorating your mantle with someone else's athletic achievements, isn't it? Somehow you're proud of it, you're showing it off to people. This? No, to be honest, I don't even know how to swim. I just thought it would look great next to my Arby's Employee of the Year award from 1987.
April 21st, 2025, and it's the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're back from vacation. We missed you. We missed each other.
Yep.
We missed, what did we miss?
Scout.
Scout, we missed Scout.
That's right.
Don't worry, we had somebody come in here and feed him.
Or her.
Laid some...
Pellets
in a little pile. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
He was happy to see us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We appreciate that the world seemed to not produce too much news while we were off. That was nice.
I mean, although I really wish we could have talked about Katy Perry going to space.
Oh, I wish we could have.
And I know it's too late now.
It's too late now.
But my God. So funny.
That was... a comedy delight from top to bottom, the Katy Perry.
The way they put him in sexy little spacesuits.
I know. Everything about it was both grotesque and hilarious.
Yes.
Like it was just mwah. Watching all of the memes and the clips of the interviews that she gave afterward, watching her insufferably kiss dirt.
Oh, God. She sang a song while she was up there.
She did. Yeah, it's too late. See, this is what happens.
And then trying to make it some sort of feminist statement.
I know.
So funny.
Everything about it was
great. I saw a TikTok of somebody like at a Hobby Lobby or something, and like the camera's on her, and she goes, "You're not going to believe who I just ran into at the store. Katy Perry is here." And she turns the camera, and it's just a picture of somebody in space.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, it was great. We missed that one. But then just as we woke up this morning, the Pope died.
Yeah.
So we'll probably get into this a little bit later. But I don't know.
What is there to say?
At the very least on Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, that's sad.
Well,
he wasn't doing well at the very end there.
It doesn't seem like he got to be Pope for very long.
He's been Pope for a while.
Has he?
Yeah.
I feel like we just lost a pope.
No.
Who was the last one?
The last pope.
Who was the cool one?
The cool one? He was the cool
one. Is he the cool one?
He's the cool one.
Okay.
He's the one where, like, he kind of, like...
He's like, I don't care. Be gay.
Yeah, kind of. The whole thing around the gay thing was that famous line where he said, "Who am I to judge?" That was a big famous quote from Pope Francis. And it was like, who? You're the Pope. how long was Pope Francis Pope? There you go. Oh. 12 years.
Wow.
I don't think so.
All right. Sorry, Google. You're wrong.
I could swear it was like he's been the Pope for like 2 years.
He became Pope in 2013. He replaced Pope Benedict, who was the guy who quit. Remember that little guy? He was a Nazi or a Nazi sympathizer.
Oh, no, I don't. Maybe I'm just not up on my Pope facts.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, Pope Francis was cool. Okay. I mean, he wasn't doing well. What's crazy about the Pope, though, dying, is that it triggers, like, a whole thing.
Like what?
It's a whole thing where they got to pick a new Pope.
And do people, like, run for Pope? Do you, like, throw your hat in the ring or your little bonnet?
They look for, it's amongst cardinals.
Okay.
All over the world.
Okay.
And they get together and they shut the doors of the Vatican.
Yeah, that's right.
Nobody in, nobody out.
Okay.
And then
once they find a Pope, mm-hmm. they, like...
At the end of every day, they light either black smoke, which means we have not found a pope.
Okay.
Or they light white smoke, and they did find a pope. It's like so ancient and mysterious.
I love it.
But I love it. Yeah. Like, I think it's so cool.
And are they... Who is making this decision?
The cardinals.
Okay, so do they vote?
Uh-huh.
And are they voting one... Like, can you vote for yourself?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, huh. But not everybody wants it. Most of them don't want it.
Why?
Because it's a big responsibility. Yeah, most of them don't. They usually have and they have like little clicks, you know, and they have little.
Do you think the Pope has a phone?
Yeah, like a cell phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
That's so wild.
I mean, I'm sure he didn't know how to use it very well, but I mean, I'm sure he had a cell phone.
I'm just like texting people.
I mean, at the very least, he probably Candy Crushed. I mean,
and can an American be the Pope?
Yeah.
Really?
Sure.
Huh.
I think in the last round, I think there was a guy from, not Boston, but there was some cardinal from somewhere in the Northeast that was still in the running.
Yeah, I don't think we're ready.
No.
I don't feel like we've put our time in.
No. Yeah. I mean, not like Argentina.
Right.
That's where Pope Francis was from.
Yeah.
You know? So listen.
Man, you know a lot about popes.
I do know a lot about popes. I think it's fascinating. And when you go to Rome, they're kind of like, Pope, 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 Pope.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's like a big deal.
Oh, yeah. They're okay. Like, how about that Pope? And you're just like, yeah, where's the Colosseum? Not near the Pope. I get it. Okay. But there was a movie that just came out about all this, about the selection of popes and stuff like that. No, it's really
and so
good.
Then, so like if you go there to vacation, don't expect to go into the Vatican now.
Not right now.
Okay.
Vatican is closed.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry, Kevin. When are you going to Italy?
End of the year. It's up in the air now.
You got
it's up in the air now?
Yeah.
Because of the Pope?
Yes. I planned my trip around Francis right. himself.
Oh, so did J.D. Vance.
106.5 The End.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
Sean and Leslie work at a large store in the area, and they are planning on having an Easter bunny there this weekend for all the kids. So Leslie wanted me to phone scam Sean. So I am calling as the man that was hired to be the Easter Bunny, who is none other than Don Quake, who's our favorite conspiracy theorist. And he is calling Sean to tell, to add, just to ask, what time do you want me to be there? But I'm trying to convey how bad I am going to be at this job.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
How you doing? I'm looking for Sean.
Yeah, hi, this is Sean.
Hey, Sean, my name's Don Quake. I supposedly Leslie told you about me. I'm coming in this weekend. I'm going to be the Easter Bunny.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So what time do you want me to show up there?
Well, we open at 11. So if you could be there at 9, I mean, obviously we're going to pay you for it, but... but if you could be there at 9, it'd be a lot easier for us. That'd be great.
Okay, all right. Go, that's great. So, okay. So, I'm going to show up there as close to 9 as I can, and I'll bring the f***ing outfit, all right? And what do you want me to do? Do we just sit in like a throne or something as the Easter Bunny, or do you want me to actually like walk the around the store and what do you want me to do? I gotta hop? Do I have to hop? What do you want me to do?
I think the number one thing we gotta talk about is making sure that you don't have language like that when you're here.
Once I put on the Easter Bunny head, I don't talk. So I'm not gonna swear at any of the kids or anything like that. Don't you worry about me.
That's fine. But what about that cough, though? That I'm concerned about that. Are you okay?
Yeah, it's not COVID. I don't have COVID because I don't believe in it. And wearing that Easter Bunny head, it's basically like wearing a mask. So I'll be all right. Don't you worry about me.
No, that's fine. As long as I just don't need people coughing at my store. That's all. So it doesn't. I mean, I don't feel comfortable with that.
I can muffle the cough, okay? And I've been playing the Easter Bunny for my whole adult life, and it hasn't been an issue. I've been coughing since I started smoking at the age of 12. And on top of that, the Easter Bunny can cough. No, there's nothing wrong with the Easter Bunny doing a cough or anything like that. Okay, now follow up question to you is. I don't want to walk around the store too much because I do not have one of my legs, okay? And it hurts my hip if I walk too much, okay?
I didn't know that you didn't have one of your legs. My partner Leslie did tell me that.
Okay.
Does it affect the way that you walk?
Well, of course it affects the way that I walk. I only have one leg. The other one, it's one of those things that they give to veterans, and I am a veteran. That's how I got it, although I lost mine to diabetes. So it, you know, it bends, but it doesn't bend like it used to. I should oil the thing, but, I don't have time for that. I'm very busy. You've probably read my blog on the internet. So yes, it does affect it. A little bit. I walk with a limp, a pretty dramatic limp.
Don, I'm sorry. I don't know how to say this really, but it just doesn't seem like this is going to be a good fit.
Why?
Well, you have one leg, and you're going to be playing the Easter Bunny.
Yes.
And this cough and this swearing, it's just something I don't need to store that.
What if the Easter Bunny can't tear an ACL?
No, Don, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to find somebody else. Thanks for your time.
Oh, hold on a second there. Are you still there, Sean?
Yeah.
None of this is real. My name's Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 DM. You're on a phone scam. It's a prank phone call. Leslie emailed me and asked me to do this to you.
Wow. That was good.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Jay Bell.
Oh my God.
Is that a burp?
I'm so sorry. sorry.
Did you just burp?
It was like a hiccup. Right into the mic.
Are you okay? What?
I'm so sorry.
You're a professional broadcaster.
It's been a while, okay?
Okay, all right.
Jeez.
Where were we? Oh, J Balvin coming to the Golden One Center on May 11th. And we've got tickets courtesy of Live Nation. We want to give them away to you. So what we have to do is we have to find some people to play with. And who do we have? We've got Stephanie. Let's talk to Stephanie. Good morning, Stephanie.
Hi, good morning.
And you're going to be competing. I'm going to put you on hold. And then you're going to be competing against Nikki from Sacramento. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning.
All right. So, Nikki, you chose to play with Katie for the game of Talktionary.
Wow.
The classic game that we play here on the Wake Up Call. You have 30 seconds per round. We go through two rounds, each of you, to acquire the points needed. And am I forgetting any rules? You can skip words.
You can skip around, but you can't skip to the next card.
There you go. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Nikki, I got 30 seconds for you. You ready to play?
Yes, I'm new at this.
You are?
Do you want to call in today?
Oh, you are. Well, first of all, thank you for listening. Right. Thank you for calling.
And
Katie, did I forget any rules? She's the official creator.
I don't know if you said it, but we're using Pictionary cards.
Right.
But since you can't see what we're drawing, we're just going to describe the words, okay?
All righty.
Okay.
Perfect.
Ready?
Okay. It is perfect.
Good. Here we go.
30 seconds starts now.
This is a big gray animal with one horn on its head.
One horn ahead. Is that a polybus?
No. It kind of looks like...
It's a rhino.
Yeah, okay, there you go. This is when you go camping. This is what you sleep in.
In a tent.
Yes. Before you're going to do sports, you want to do this so you don't pull a muscle.
Stretch.
Yes. Okay, if you are talking like this, it's because you are
a robot.
Well, yeah, that was after the buzzer.
Well, you got three.
You got 3 points on that first round, okay, Nikki?
Okay.
That was pretty good for your first time.
Gray animal with a horn on its head. Polar bear was your first guess.
I got nervous.
No, I know.
She said hippopotamus.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
That's funny.
And rhinos might have two, depending on the species.
That's true. He's not wrong about that.
Shut up.
Now let's talk to Stephanie. Good morning, Stephanie.
Hi, good morning.
All right, calling from Antelope, playing for J Balvin tickets. You chose Kevin as your contestant. Same deal, 30 seconds on the clock. This is round one. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Hit it.
Stephanie, if you're not working from home, you go into what?
Your workplace, office.
Yes, office. Okay. Okay, if your man loves you, he'll buy you these for to put on the lobes next to your head.
Earrings.
Yes, but what kind? He got money.
Diamonds.
Yes! Diamonds. Okay, and then you put these on the bottom of you, like you wear them.
Shoes.
No, like you wear them, like the bottom part of your bottom.
Pants?
The bottom part of your bottom.
We got diamond earrings, though. Yes!
All right. It's okay, Stephanie. Shake it off. You got 2 points, all right?
That was good. Two is good.
Okay.
Two is fine. We're going to jump right back into round two. Ooh. So, Stephanie, stand by. Nikki, you get to play next. Playing for J Balvin tickets. Another 30 seconds on the clock. Kevin moves on to another card. You ready to play?
So, Stephanie's playing. Stephanie's
this is
my
Stephanie.
Partner.
Yeah. Yep.
You're going to go again.
Okay. All right. Ready?
Yes.
And go.
Okay. You have these. It's a human trait on your face, like speckles.
Nose. Ears.
It's like speckles on your face.
Speckles.
Yes. Speckles. Okay, you use this to wipe after you're done with the bathroom.
Toilet paper.
Yes. And then, okay, pie, R, you have to find, okay, no, that's bad. Okay, this is a basketball team. Yeah.
The Warriors.
From Dallas. From Dallas, I think.
Oh, my God. The Mavericks?
The Spurs? Where the Spurs?
San Antonio.
Never heard of her.
The clue, this is a basketball team.
And
wow.
Then, no, he goes, this is a basketball team. And then he goes, yeah.
All right. Stephanie, I'm so sorry.
It's a no. Stephanie, you have a total of 4 points.
Yes, we're doing really good. Four is a lot.
All right, so that means that Katie and Nikki, you guys need 2 points to win.
What?
Okay.
Okay. I think we got it.
Okay.
I think you got it too, but you never know with Talkshinary.
Right. Yeah.
Here we go. Round two starts right now.
These are the white things in your mouth.
Oh.
Teeth?
Yes. This is a sport that requires clubs and a little white ball.
White ball. Baseball?
No. You use the clubs to put the white ball. What?
She said racquetball.
No.
Yep.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
Here's the church. Here's the blank. Open the doors to see all the people.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
I don't believe, Nikki, that you didn't get golf.
Well, she did say white ball. There's tons of white balls.
I said clubs.
Clubs and white ball.
Small white ball. You hit it into a hole.
I'm trying to defend Nikki.
Golf, Nikki. Aww. All right.
Looks like you picked the wrong person, Nikki.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. All right. Well, we have to pick between 1 and 20. You have to pick a number. I'm showing Katie and Kevin the number now. Nikki, give us a number between 1 and 20. Closest person wins.
12.
12? Okay. And let's ask Stephanie, pick a number between 1 and 20.
9.
9. The number was
3.
That means Stephanie, you win.
Stephanie, we won.
Congratulations. You have tickets to see J Balvin May 11th, courtesy of Live Nation. Congratulations. Stay on hold. We got to get your information, okay?
Thank you.
Sure, you got it. Golf, everybody. Oh, boy.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation. You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Shot.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
This is the most exciting it's possibly ever been. Oh my God, it's time to play Are You Smarter Than Katie? Unbelievable. $600 is the jackpot. How did she do it? Well, by winning.
God.
Winning and winning. Good morning. Is it Mara or Mara?
Mara.
Mara?
It's Mara.
Mara, good morning. Congratulations to a possibly historic Are You Smarter Than Katie? We're
nervous.
Not sure. We probably should keep track of these things better. Katie's going to leave the studio. I have 5 questions here dealing with news and pop culture. They are a little harder than usual. I will warn you ahead of time. But oh, if you get more than she does, $600 is yours. Here we go. You ready to play?
Yeah.
Okay. Question one. Pope Francis passed away last night. The news came around for us around 2 a.m. He had been suffering from health problems for a few weeks, and 9 days of mourning starts now. What is the assembly of cardinals to select a new pope called?
I have no idea. I'm sorry.
All right. Question two. Lady Gaga performed at Coachella over the weekend and had to apologize to everyone due to a technical problem with her mic. When she switched to a handheld one, she said, well, at least you know I perform live. Where is Coachella held?
Indio, California.
Question three, WWE SummerSlam, Kevin's favorite event in the year, was announced, and the host of it is a very unlikely person this year. Do you know who it is, Kevin?
No.
Cardi B.
Shut up.
Yeah, she announced on social media that she will be the host for both nights of SummerSlam.
Okay.
Who won SummerSlam last year, Mara? Was it Cody Rhodes, Alex Shelley, or Austin Theory?
I'm going to go with Cody Rhodes.
Question four. The movie Sinners was the number one movie over the weekend. I have a review for it at Gavin Wake Up Call on Instagram. It is spectacular. It had a huge box office pull. The period horror movie from Sac State grad and Black Panther director Ryan Coogler made $171 million. Coogler said that his next project will be a reboot of The X-Files. How about that? Who were the two main characters of that 90s show?
Pass.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, and, I'm sorry.
And question five, Beijing had a half marathon over the weekend, and it was a first because humans competed against robots.
What?
21 humanoid robots raced human beings, and the good news is none of the robots won. There you go. A half marathon is 13.1 miles. So if a robot ran 9 in a row, how many miles is that total?
Is it 99.9?
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Mara, what do we do for a living?
I'm an RVT, or registered veterinary technician.
A registered veterinary technician. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. How much do you love animals? You must love them a ton, right?
Yeah.
I always wondered this. Like, does it... When you have to put one down, like,
does it
just like wipe you out for the rest of the day or the week, or like, is it just kind of part of the job?
It can definitely be hard, but sometimes we think of it as it's like the best thing we can do for them.
Yeah,
that's
a good way to look at it. All right, Mara, I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, are you ready to play?
Yes.
Just want to remind you, you're defending a $600 jackpot. Okay. Question one. Poor Pope Frank, he died at the age of 88.
Yeah.
He was from Argentina. He had been suffering from health effects for a while, but 9 days of mourning is going to start soon.
Okay.
What is the assembly of cardinals called when they have to pick a new pope? What's the name of that?
A gaggle.
Yes, I love that.
It is called a conclave.
Oh,
I like gaggle better.
Yeah.
Question two, Lady Gaga performed at Coachella over the weekend, and she had to apologize to the crowd because her microphone stopped working. And when she got a working one back, she even threw some shade at other performers, and she goes, well, at least you know I perform live.
Ooh,
ooh, she's spicy. Where is Coachella held?
Indio.
Yeah. Yeah. Was that, near Palm Springs, Kevin? Is that... Indio?
Yeah, I believe it is. And it's like on polo fields, isn't it?
I thought it was on desert.
Oh, maybe you're right.
Question three, WWE SummerSlam. I know you build your whole calendar around this.
Yeah, it was a big one this year.
It was announced, you mean last year?
Raw just happened.
SummerSlam.
SummerSlam.
And the host of SummerSlam this year is Cardi B.
That's fun.
I think it's fun, too. And she's going to do both nights. Who won SummerSlam last year? Was it Cody Rhodes, Alex Shelley, or Austin Theory?
Hold on. You're telling me there's a wrestler named Alex Shelley?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, not him.
Okay. Or her.
Or her. What was the first one?
Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, it was. It was Cody Rhodes.
That's the only name I know.
What happened to wrestlers that were like the Junkyard Dog and the Iron Sheik?
I think you know what?
Do we have any wrestlers anymore that's just like, I'm Puddle?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you when it went out, I think.
Okay.
Remember when clowns used to have fun names?
Yeah.
And now you meet a clown and he's like, my name is Kyle. And you're like, wait a second.
I haven't met a clown in a while.
Well, the last one we met, his name was like Justin.
That's true.
So I think that now you just get to be your name.
So you're telling me the professional wrestlers just follow clown
trajectories? No, I'm saying there was a time in this country where we all said, let's just be ourselves.
Listen, if Doc Martens can come back, then we bring back fun wrestling names.
Okay.
I'm the Rainbow Princess. Oh. Do it. Question four. The movie Sinners, number one movie in the year or of the weekend. I highly recommend you go see it. Everybody go see it. It's so good. Ryan Coogler, Sac State grad.
Yep.
Was the director. The movie made $171 million, by the way. Coogler said his next project is going to be a reboot of X-Files. It's fun.
Ooh.
Who were the two main characters of that 90s show?
Mulder and Scully.
Yes.
Wasn't Mulder's first name Fox?
Yeah.
That's the girl, right?
No, Scully was the girl.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember her first name.
I don't either.
Okay.
It was Kyle.
Kyle Scully. Question five. Beijing had a half marathon over the weekend that featured robots competing against people. Good news. None of the robots won.
That is good news.
But they were humanoid robots. 21 of them ran against people.
That is disgusting.
A half marathon is how many miles?
13.1.
Yes. And if you ran, or if a robot ran 9 of them consecutively, how many miles total is that?
Oh, my God. I wrote down 9.
117.9 miles is the answer. Mara, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Final score for a jackpot of $600. You got 2. Katie got 3.
Wow. Oh, my God.
We are going to $620 tomorrow.
That's too much. Katie's going to flop soon.
We need to start to get a Brinks truck to bring the jackpot into this.
I can't believe you said that.
Unbelievable. Well, I hope you didn't curse it. I want to keep going.
If I lose, now it's on you.
No!
Yeah, sorry.
I want it to be bigger for the listeners.
Too late.
Mara, what is it that you want to tell us?
I am not smarter than Katie today.
No, today. Not today. But thank you so much for listening. We love you for it.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
So my son Theo lost a tooth.
Congrats.
Right, mazel tov to him. And then we ran into a problem. Because that night, in order for the tooth fairy to come, we took the tooth so you don't lose it. We put it in a little plastic baggie.
Sure.
Okay. I'm laying with him. We're reading books. And I look at him and because the tooth was on a nightstand next to his bed. And I go, we should put that tooth underneath your pillow. He goes, I'm not doing that. And I said, why? And he goes, I don't know. He goes, I worry that my hand's going to hit it. And it just gets in the way. He's just a curmudgeon. Okay. And I go, I don't think it's going to work if you don't put it under your pillow. Like, I don't think the tooth fairy is going to come.
Really?
And he goes, she'll come. I go, okay. And we left the tooth on the nightstand. I get an angry text message from my wife. The tooth fairy didn't come.
Oh, this is the next day.
Yes. In all caps with exclamation points. And I go, not surprised. Theo refused to put the tooth underneath his pillow. And she goes, so what? The tooth fairy still comes.
Right.
Still gives you money. I said, uh-uh. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. And my wife and I got into a big fight about it. And I said, call 916-909-1065 and join this debate. Does the tooth have to go under the pillow for the tooth fairy to come? I say yes, firmly yes.
I say no.
That's crazy.
Mm.
What do you mean, mm?
It doesn't seem like it needs to.
It's a hardened rule.
I think it has to be under the pillow.
It has to be under the pillow.
Mm-hmm.
916-909-1065. CMR, does the tooth have to go underneath the pillow in order for the tooth fairy to come?
Yes, of course.
Right. That's the rule, right?
That's the rule.
Does it have to be the rule? Like, have we even checked with anybody? Rules can be changed.
I mean, I think it's... Since I was little, it has to be under the pillow.
It's like the number one rule. Like, it seems ridiculous to even have gray area on this one. CMR, thank you so much for calling. This debate rages on. Michelle, are you there?
I am here.
Okay. So, does the tooth need to be under the pillow for the tooth fairy to come?
No, it doesn't.
God, what?
I don't think that it needs to. And I think that the tooth fairy's a smart woman. Okay? And she doesn't, also she's busy.
Well, of course she's busy.
So she doesn't need to be wasting her time ruffling under every single pillow every night. Like, let's leave some in an easier place for her to find, and then she can keep herself going, you know?
Michelle, do you agree with that?
I have put it other places other than underneath the pillow.
Okay, and did the tooth fairy still come?
No.
Okay, then.
Interesting.
See?
Interesting.
The tooth has to be under the pillow.
Okay, but sometimes they sell little things for you to put the tooth in.
And then you put it under the pillow.
Is that what you're supposed to do?
She can't find it otherwise. Am I right, Michelle? Where are some other places that you put those teeth?
So I put it on my daughter's shelf.
Okay, stupid. And what else?
I have put it beside her pillow.
Beside the
and
pillow?
And the tooth fairy still didn't come, huh?
All right.
Hmm. All right, so maybe... I guess you can't just have chaos.
No.
You need some level of uniformity.
Well, and this is the most structured. This is rule number one.
Yeah.
Rule number one after lose tooth. Let's talk to Crystal now. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning.
So can the tooth go just anywhere? Is it just Thunderdome,
no.
I guess?
No. So it has to be in a specific place, either under the pillow or, like, for my kids, because my kids will wake up on a dime.
Okay.
So we have, like a pillow where you put the tooth in.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, and you can either hang it on their door, which works for us because, again, my kids wake up all the time, or you can sit it next to them in their bed.
Okay, so it doesn't have to go under the pillow.
So the tooth fairy came
when you... As long as there is uniformity in where it goes every time.
Okay. So, okay.
Yeah, so like my son left his on his dresser one time and the tooth fairy didn't come because that wasn't in a specific place.
Okay. Because that
didn't
was
know
just,
where to go.
That was just willy nilly.
Did you tell the tooth fairy that like we hang it on doorknobs here? Did you tell the emailer or something?
There's a little, my daughter wrote a note.
Wrote a note.
Smart.
Okay. All right. So maybe that's where, okay. So I don't know. I don't know full tooth fairy lore. I'm exhausted. But it does seem like there is a little bit of wiggle room on where you leave it, but there needs to be consistency and there needs to be communication.
Okay.
Just like any marriage.
Just like anything in life.
right. Okay. You know what? This is why people come to the wake-up call. We do the big work.
Right. And we give you answers.
Exactly. Thank you so much for everybody who called.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So, do you have a partner or a dad, even just a friend that sneezes way too loud? You're going to be interested in this. For years, Katie has accused me especially, mm-hmm. sometimes Kevin, of sneezing incredibly loud.
Yeah.
Scares her.
Yeah. And it's wholly unnecessary.
Well, Kevin and I have always said what in response? We can't help it.
Right.
That's just who we are.
And I say wrong.
Turns out, Kevin, she's right.
No, she can't.
Thank you.
And I can't. It hurts me to say that, but science has developed a system now where you can sneeze quieter. Step one, exhale to release some pressure before you sneeze.
Okay.
So you're about to sneeze, and instead of going,
oh,
and inhaling,
okay,
you're like building all that pressure up. Try to remember to exhale a little bit, just, and right before you do it, just,
okay,
and then do it. Because it says the more air in your lungs, the louder the sneeze. Makes total sense.
Interesting.
Another one. Now, this one used to scare me because I thought my eyes would pop out of my skull.
Yes.
Keep your mouth closed.
Shut your stupid mouth. It's not hard.
It says, hold your tongue to the roof of your mouth to direct the air pressure through your nose. And it even says, nothing will happen to your eyes.
Okay, good. I think you've also said in the past, it'll give you a heart attack.
Right. Yeah, there are times where I sneeze and I get like a pain through my body and I'm like, oh, this is it.
If you sneeze too many times, your heart could stop.
What a humiliating way to die. There's another way. They call it do the Dracula. And I think we all learned about this during COVID. If sneeze into a handkerchief, known as that, or your elbow to muffle the sound.
Yeah, the inside of your elbow.
Like that. Do that. But then sometimes though, like, I mean,
you get nasty, you on, get your nasty elbow on your elbow, and it's shirt. Like, I don't want to do that.
Okay, well, that's better than at somebody else.
And then the last one, and these are proven methods to sneeze quieter. Try not to engage your vocal cords. Imagine instead of a yell, you are letting out a deep sigh.
Okay.
And they said by imagining that, it actually will relax you and you will sneeze quieter.
I can sneeze with, I can sneeze almost silently.
It is true.
I sneeze on this show all the time.
Yeah.
And nobody knows because I must be utilizing all these techniques, but I'm surely closing my mouth. And I do think that people that sneeze very loud are doing it for attention.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. That's the lady that coughs very loudly.
I had bronchitis.
And listeners can hear through the mic when you cough, too.
I understand that.
So if we have to lower down our sneezing, you're going to have to lower down your cough.
Okay, but my coughing was, I was dying.
We are too. Allergies. No. It's allergy. Whose side are you on?
I mean, I'm just, I,
on the side of science.
I'm on the side of science. Because if it's true that we can sneeze quieter, then we
Why
should.
Why wouldn't you?
Now, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Because Katie's right. She does have the sneeze of a mouse. Okay?
Yes, I do.
Now, do you think it is because you have a teeny tiny nose?
Well, first of all, thank you.
Kevin and I do not have teeny tiny
noses.
Huge
nose.
He's got a big nose, and Kevin's is very wide. Mm-hmm. Mine is kind of long. Yeah.
Right. So mine's just a little button.
It's a teeny tiny button.
Yeah. No.
You have a comic book character's nose.
Yes, I do.
Where like it's just a line with nostrils.
Right. No, I don't think the nose has anything to do with it. I find the sneezing is all in the mouth.
Oh.
Okay.
And I also believe I can sneeze with my eyes open. But some people say that's impossible.
That's creepy. Don't do that.
We're going to have to try that at some point. Don't do but it. It's going to have to be head on a swivel for that. So take out the mechanics. Let's go back to the psychology of sneezing loud.
Okay.
You believe it's performative.
Yes, very much so.
Can we dive into this for a second?
Yeah.
Why would we?
Because you need somebody to look at you.
Do you think that people, we'll take me and Kevin for as examples, but people in general who sneeze loud have such little going on in their lives.
Yes.
That We have this.
Because what do people do when you sneeze? Not me, because I don't believe in it.
Right.
But what do people do when somebody sneezes?
God bless you.
Right. They acknowledge you.
Yes.
Not me. Oh. I just keep it pushing.
That's true.
I'm not going to. The only thing I'll do when somebody's sneezing is either go, ah!
Or chastise us.
Or go, stop it.
Oh, yeah. Right. Just go, oh my God.
Oh my God, stop.
Kevin scared me.
Right. And if you sneeze multiple times, get out of here.
That I really can't help.
Okay, if you sneeze multiple times, get a life.
I'm a three sneeze sneezer.
I know. And it's a whole production every time.
Again, if you want to sneeze quieter or get somebody else to sneeze quieter, it's exhale before you do it. Keep your mouth closed, sneeze into your elbow, and try to relax your vocal cords by imagining it as a yawn instead of a yell.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Katie has come across a fortune. And she wants to tell us all about it. Now, is this a fortune that, like, we could also share in? Not just me and Kevin, but, like, could other people find the same fortune?
They could.
Okay.
Okay.
So I got a call from my brother Brad yesterday.
Yes.
He sends me a text, call me. It'll benefit you.
Oh, oh, oh.
I said, as a person that doesn't like to talk on the phone, that's the way to get me on the phone.
That's how I'm going to only talk to you from right. now on when I need to talk to you.
Because that'll work. He went to a website called Unclaimed Property. And you can just search up Unclaimed Property, California. It'll take you straight to the website. You put in your name and your address. And you can do previous addresses as well. And it will tell you if you have unclaimed money out there. I have an unclaimed check for $2,800.
What?
This sounds like a scam.
It's not. It's not a scam. It's a government.
How do you know?
It's a government website.
Unclaimed Property California.
Yeah.
All right.
The actual website.
It's not a company, Kevin.
Is sco.ca.gov.
Search for your property.
Oh, so it's by state controller's office. My mom works for them.
Okay, well, she could ask her if you have unclaimed property.
Wow. All right. Unfortunately, there's. I'm already out.
You get nothing.
Name, address, city, property number.
Don't worry about property number.
Oh, really?
So yeah. I click search my property. I don't have property, though.
It just go by your address. You don't have to have owned property. Just go by your address.
I feel like I'm giving them too much information.
Well, the state already has all your information. I have bad news what? For you.
Guys!
No!
I have something, too!
No!
Me, too!
No!
Now, mine is $23.47.
Okay.
Well.
What's yours?
$7.31.
All right. Okay. All right. Well,
I'm so mad. How'd you come up on $2,800?
I don't know.
What if I do a different address? What if I do my old address? 9595.
Don't tell people your old address.
Does that matter?
Yes. I think you can put in different addresses or different cities, and it can pull up.
It does work with different addresses. This time it gave me $48.
You're welcome. I get $20 of that.
Wow!
Why do you get any money?
Okay, so how do you claim it then?
Yeah,
okay,
how do we claim it?
So apparently I just fill out a form.
Oh, that sounds like you're not going to get it till you die.
Oh, well, that's sad because I'd really like it now.
Right.
Do we know what your money is from?
It's from something called Loan Care LLC.
Mine's from this company.
Oh, it's from this company?
Yeah.
Oh,
what's my company spicy. Doing? Robbing me of $23.47. Right. I should storm in to our boss's office,
yeah.
Who definitely had nothing to do with this.
Not a thing.
Slam my hand down on his desk.
First, introduce yourself.
Right. Excuse me, I'm Gavin.
Right.
And then he goes, yeah, I know. I've met many guys. And then slam my hand down on his desk, which will make him jump. And then I'll say, this company's been robbing me.
Yeah.
Katie and her brother Brad told me that I have $23.47 squirreled away somewhere in this building.
Maybe don't say how much. Don't lead with how much.
Okay.
Say a small fortune.
That's right. A small fortune.
Because that could mean anything to anybody.
Yeah. And then his eyes will get real big.
Right.
Be like, because he knows I'm on to
him. And then go, I gotcha.
He's going to go, who told you about this?
Yeah.
Katie's brother Brad. The jig is up, and if you don't give me my small fortune, I'll tell everyone. You've got 24 hours.
And you don't want to, and in 24 hours, I'll get mad, and you don't want to see me mad.
Wow, thank you, Katie. That was great.
You're welcome.
Everybody, put the website again. What was the web? Just Google Unclaimed Property California. It'll take you to the government website. It's super easy. Just punch it in, see what's out there for you.
And then if you have unclaimed money, click add, and then it went to my claims cart. So claim, continue as a guest. Okay, fine. I'm not going to make an account.
You know what? We'll figure the rest of this out.
Yeah, this seems like it's taking too long.
But listen, go get your money.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
This story's really interesting because it could change the face of OnlyFans in a pretty big way. One of the biggest revenue streams for OnlyFans models is the conversation premium, I guess you can attach to a subscription that allows you to have conversations with the OnlyFans model. Well, that is now under threat due to a class action lawsuit spearheaded by these two guys that came forward and said that they were duped, that they paid for the subscription premium that allowed them to talk to an OnlyFans model, only to find out they were never talking to an OnlyFans model. They were talking to a service that had somebody else talking with them, or in some cases, AI was talking with them, and they used a chatbot. These methods are apparently used by a huge percentage of OnlyFans models that offer the chat feature. They use companies, third-party companies like Super Creator, Chat Persona, something called Flirt Flow.
Oh, God.
And they have people or AI, that monitored AI, that talk with these OnlyFans subscribers. Now, if this class action lawsuit wins, which in all honesty, I can't see it not winning. It's a pretty open and shut case.
Well, it depends on what the fine print of the OnlyFans.
Yeah,
when you sign up, I have no idea.
I don't either. But I would imagine that if it does, this is going to change not legislation, but the official rules for OnlyFans creators. Like, they're not going to be allowed to farm out. If you're going to offer a chat feature, you have to do the chatting. You have to do the chatting.
Here's the thing. Whether these guys were actually chatting with the people they thought they were or not, they're still getting something out of it. They still think that they are.
Well, clearly they didn't.
Well, these two guys, but for everybody else, if you think you are, just like you think she wants to be talking to you.
Right.
Well, she definitely doesn't want to be talking to you. Hold on.
Okay.
If we know for sure these girls don't really want to be talking to these guys. They just want money.
Right.
But they are making these guys think that they do. So if they are making them think they're talking to them,
right,
but they're actually talking to somebody else, what's the difference?
I don't know. I don't even know how OnlyFans works, but I would imagine that some of these guys are realistic with themselves and don't think that these girls want to talk to them. They had to pay these girls to talk to them. So I think that kind of deletes the at least emotion of she really wants to talk to me. Me. She doesn't. You're paying for it. But at the same time, though.
But aren't you just paying for the fantasy? Paying for the fantasy that this woman wants to talk to you. Is that what you're paying for?
I have no idea what they talk about. What if they go on there and they talk, swap recipes or like about their marriages with their wives or something? Like, I don't know. I have no idea what you would talk to an OnlyFans model about. But I mean, at least at a strip club, it's too loud to talk. So,
yeah, I don't know. There's a part of me that's just like, well, you kind of had it coming.
Whoa. So that's the other thing. I hope these guys win.
Oh, you do?
I do. Not only because they brought this forward, because I don't like scams of any kind. And this was a scam. But I also, their names are out there. The two guys that are spearheading this.
So now everybody knows.
Yeah. It's like they should probably win just for the courage it took to stand on a national stage and say, I paid not only for OnlyFans, I paid to talk to my OnlyFans girly.
See, but like anybody that would pay for that, I don't feel like those are the guys that aren't proud of it.
What do you think?
I think that they're just like, yeah, she messaged me again.
Just think about it like this. What if we had a service where people could pay to chat with you?
Okay.
And then they found out they weren't chatting with you. They were chatting with Kevin.
Okay.
Big difference. Huge difference. They paid to chat with you, but they got Kevin. No offense, Kevin.
But they think that they're chatting with me, right?
Not anymore.
Well, I know now they know, but I mean, prior to that, they were ignorance is bliss.
Right. Yeah, but what if Kevin wasn't saying the things that you would say? You know,
she's my sister. Yeah, we would say all the same.
We
know
we finish each other's sentences sometimes.
Well, anyway, all right. Well, maybe this conversation would go a different way if either of us knew anything about OnlyFans.
That probably is a problem.
So basically what I'm hearing is I need to do some research.
I am not going to tell you. That is.
And can I write it off on my taxes? Can I get the company to pay for it?
I want to see that email.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
We got to talk about Katy Perry. And listen, I know that we are behind on this.
Yeah.
But Katy and I and Kevin, we were off.
It was spring break.
We were off the week that Katy Perry decided to defy the laws of nature and become the most important woman to ever live when she went to space.
Okay.
We haven't clapped enough yet.
Right. She didn't like go to space.
When she almost went to space.
There we go. I was absolutely glued to the story for all the wrong reasons. Okay. So first and foremost, the only person that was on there that like made sense to me was Gayle King, because she is a journalist and, you know, that's what journalists do, right? There were
technically Bezos's wife or
his
not
girlfriend.
Wife, not wife is technically, I think, a journalist too. But anyway,
is she?
I think so.
I've never seen her journal a single thing. Okay, so
Dear Wednesday,
right?
Still rich.
Yeah. Dear Jeff.
Still have my brain in a Barbie body.
Right. So, okay. There were a couple other people on there. I can't remember who they are. There's Katy Perry. There's Jeff Bezos' girlfriend. There's Gayle King.
Mm-hmm.
And the First of all, the sexy spacesuits.
Yeah.
Like, you could have just worn jeans?
Right.
Or, like, sweats? Right. Like, I don't think that those spacesuits were doing anything except looking aesthetically pleasing.
Here's why I know. Never saw an astronaut ever look sexy.
Correct.
They all look like they're dressed like teenage girls.
Yes.
Wearing overly baggy clothes.
Okay. So, there's that. There's the fact that they pretended that this was some sort of feminist voyage. Mm-hmm. I don't know, besides the fact that there were just all women in there, what made this a battle cry for feminism. They wanted Katy Perry to sing a song. Oh. They tried to get her to sing Roar. And she said, no, this is for everybody. So she sang Imagine. Or no, Heal the World or something.
Michael Jackson song?
I think so. Oh, something like that. The fact that they had this motto of taking up space or whatever it was, like making space, yeah. I don't know, for women. The fact that it costs millions of dollars to catapult yourself into
almost space
for 11 minutes.
I know.
And then you come down with parachutes.
Yeah. Crazy. Like, the fact that they were only up there for 11 minutes and then had the audacity to come down and kiss the earth when they landed. I'm sure Butch and Sunny, the two people that were stranded up there for almost a year, were watching that on TV and being like, do you believe this BS?
You guys, come look at this. Butchie, come here.
Like, I actually read an article that took the approach of, like, them trying to make this a statement about feminism was actually so much counterproduction.
Yes.
Like, it was so bad that they did what they did and how they did it. It was, like, offensive the way they did it.
That's exactly.
And, like, some of their spacesuits were, like, partially zipped down.
Yeah, some of the pictures, that's what they're doing.
I mean, it was Katy Perry's interviews that she did either before or after where she is trying to come across like some sort of intellectual was so delicious. I wanted to put butter on it and eat it for breakfast. Like her talking about how like, yeah, I've been reading Cosmos by Carl Sagan. And like, you know, but I just sometimes I fall asleep, but like, it's like, yeah, you fall asleep because you don't know what any of those words mean.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's a very famous book about space.
Oh, got it.
By
okay.
A very famous guy who wrote about space.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
He was a poet. She is Katy Perry.
Right.
She tells people if they suck or not on American Idol. Like, the whole thing was just so hysterical. I honestly...
And like, the one cute thing that I thought that she did was bringing the flower up.
Flower up.
She.
I like, must have missed that part.
She had a daisy.
Okay.
And like put it in front of the camera, uh-huh. And it's because her daughter's name is Daisy.
All right.
That's the only part of it that I was like, okay, that's cool.
Cool. All right. Well, Katy Perry. We wish you didn't come back. And no, not like die. Just like live up there.
Well,
Butch and Sunny can do it.
Well, that's true.
If you're going to come back like an obnoxious friend who goes to Europe and comes back and be like, I've been so changed. And I went to Barcelona and we went to a discotheque and, you know.
Oh, God. You know what? What you're doing right now is so American. Like, I wouldn't do it that way anymore. Right.
I'm a space person
right
now. Listen, I don't want to. Is it okay? Can I just say something real fast? Okay, all right. So, when you're in space, that is it. That is the full show. We did it.
That was it. Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mixing it.
Online therapy. Try it. because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. Betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Dr. Hrini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.